USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration is weighing the possibility of sending Mexican asylum seekers to Guatemala and asking them to seek protection in the Central American country, which has seen hundreds of thousands of its own citizens trek north in the past year to escape widespread poverty and violence. As part of the controversial agreement with the Guatemalan government, the United States started to send migrants from Honduras and El Salvador who sought asylum at the southern border to Guatemala. But with Mexican families continuing to head to the United States-Mexico border in recent months, the administration is now considering including Mexican migrants in the asylum deal with Guatemala and rerouting them there. The possible move was first revealed by Ken Cuccinelli, the immigration hardliner, who is now the second highest ranking official at the Department of Homeland Security. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Palo de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Palo de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The nation's defense chief holds his year-end news conference. Chris Barnes reports.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying that he is thankful that the president and lawmakers were able to reach a deal on the $738 billion spending bill. White House officials did help negotiate that year-end budget agreement, which will fund the government through next September. Esper saying it's much, much better than a short-term deal.
Continuing resolutions cause great harm to military readiness and reduce our ability to compete with China and Russia.
Esper also happy that Congress passed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives a 3.1% raise to active military members. I'm Chris Barnes.
The boyfriend of missing Oklahoma teenager Faith Lindsay has been arrested on first-degree murder charges in connection with her murder, according to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. Faith, age 17, was last seen on October 28, 2019. Her case was featured in a Dateline NBC series called Missing in America. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hand gestures flashed by West Point cadets and Naval Academy midshipmen during the televised Army-Navy football game were not racist signals, according to military investigations. A Navy probe of the event found that the students were participating in a sophomoric game and had no racist intent. An Army statement also rejected any racist overtones, saying the hand gestures were not associated with ideologies or movements that are contrary to the Army's values. President Donald Trump blasted a prominent Christian magazine a day after it published an editorial arguing that he should be removed from office because of his blackened moral record. Trump tweeted that Christianity Today, an evangelical magazine founded by the late Reverend Billy Graham, would rather have a radical left non-believer who wants to take your guns and religion than Donald Trump as your president. He also said the magazine has been doing very poorly and hasn't been involved with the Reverend Billy Graham for many years. Some of his strongest evangelical supporters, including Graham's son, rallied to his side against the publication. Reverend Franklin Graham, who now leads the Billy Graham Evangelic Association, prayed at Trump's inauguration and tweeted that his father would be very disappointed in the magazine. Graham added that he felt it necessary following the editorial to share that his father, who died after counseling several past presidents, voted for Donald Trump. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.